The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. And for our podcast today, we will be talking with Freddie Raymer, the two-time and defending track champion at Lincoln Speedway, as they kick off their 70th season of racing in Abbottstown on Sunday at 3 p.m. That's all next here on the Sprint Car Show, brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
With more than 30 years' experience in the industry, Kinzer Air Filters have earned the trust of racers from local tracks to the national scene. Kinzer Air Filters offers a 360 dome positive charged air filter, the cleanest air filter on the market. Easy to use, can be cleaned with soap and water. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. Trust, support, and pride. Three words that will sum up your experience with Kinzer Air Filters. Roger Kinzer believes in his clients and thanks everyone for their continued support. To learn more, call Roger at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Keep watching for the newly redesigned Kinzer Air Filter website. Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
Hi, this is David Gravel. You're listening to the Sprint Car Show with Sean Wood.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show. And as we come on air, late breaking news for the Lincoln Speedway. They're going to utilize their Sunday rain date. No racing tomorrow at Lincoln Speedway. They will be racing Sunday, February the 27th at 3 p.m. And joining us right now is the two-time defending track champion from Soffordsville, Freddie Raymer. Freddie, always a pleasure to speak with you. Welcome to the Sprint Car Show, and congratulations on your second straight Lincoln 410 Speedway Track Championship.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me on, and looking forward to starting fresh here in the next couple weeks and get things going.
You have a fresh new start with Rich Eichelberger. Tell the fans how that came about and how that is going to work as you guys go through the 2022 season and beyond.
Yeah, he's raced for a really long time and has done a really good job, and just like everything he's been a part of was successful at it. So he's done running full time. He might still run, not sure if he wants to run a little bit here and there, but he's won this middle last year. He talked to me and my dad about starting a team, and it worked out great. And we have similar goals and looking forward to working with him. And we're very similar with what we were looking for, and just excited to work with him and work together, really, and just get going and be a little bit off pressure off of our family car and stuff like that. And just looking, no matter what car we're in, the 51 of 8, just doing the best job we can of the night. Just starting the year off good and have the best night we can each night. And if we have a bad one, learn from it and go to the next one and do a better job. So just looking forward to that.
Can you define what similar goals that you and Rich have in common for this team?
Yeah, just we want to be in the hunt every night and win as many races as we can, which we're very capable of. Last year was not what I wanted at all, me and my dad and everybody that helps out. We still had good moments and just had some issues with things and some things I got to work on. We're refocused and really looking forward to getting going, and we've worked on a couple of things that we think we needed to, and just going to keep it simple and you know, run as hard as we can and as smart as we can and just win races, and maybe the point deal, you know, we'll be at the racetrack, same racetracks all the time. So see how that works out till the end of the year and chase some of that stuff. But when touring guys come in, you want to be in the hunt with them and try and win some of them races, you know, just the best we can at every showing with them. So stuff like that.
Well, let's take a look at Lincoln Speedway. Last year, you had 4 wins, which was the most of anybody. But what I thought was very interesting, nobody, but you were the only guy who came close, won back-to-back races. When you look at the final top 10 point standings, nobody in the top 10 won back-to-back races. There were 20 different winners in the season in all. How does that speak to the parity that we see, especially in the early part of the year when the press releases come out from Lincoln and you see it's three, four, five, six different winners and six different races? Talk a little bit about the parity and the talent of the teams that you face night in and night out at Lincoln Speedway.
Some of it is starting position and a lot of it's racetrack conditions and whatever, but there's a lot of guys that can win those races depending on the situation, where they start and how the race plays out with yellows and the guys who made it through their heat, some of the better cars and where they start. And so, yeah, it's hard to jam up through some of them nights, especially when you got to start back further in the heat race. So I guess that shows a lot of that. But what's great, good about Lincoln is generally you can pass cars come feature time, even no matter how the beginning part of the night starts. So that's, and I think it makes you a better racer and one of my favorite tracks. So, but I think some of the races we won back to back last year might've been time trials. So that didn't hurt. But I don't know, just looking forward to getting going. And I don't really know exactly what the format will be on a typical Saturday night, but they have some good time trial races, some an outlaw show, all-star. And here in the beginning of the year, it's all draw typically. So that's a little somewhat of luck, but that's kind of where the luck ends. The rest is up to you, basically. So, but there is a lot of them weeks, like there was, I remember 15 races in, there's like 10 or 12 different winners. So there's a lot of guys that can run 30 good laps and win those races.
So does that make it even more critical for you and Rich as a new team to get a quick start if you're going to look to make it three consecutive 410 track championships?
I guess so. I mean, the biggest thing is you definitely want to start off good. Luckily, we ran two races there at the end of the year and ran pretty well. And I mean, it's a new team in a sense, but we got all similar, basically the same stuff we've been running, and we're really prepared with cars and spare parts and the motors that we'll run at different tracks. So I think we just got to keep our head down and do our normal deal and be consistent as we can and go after winning the race. And then I think we'll be in contention for all that stuff. So that, it is very critical though, because you want to start off the best you can to get some momentum going and just to keep your head right and the whole deal, but we'll bounce back no matter what, either way.
I also think it's very interesting when you look back in your career so far. You started out there in 2014. You picked up your first win on September the 5th of 2015. Here we are going into 2022, 18 career wins. You have a chance to pass some very well-known names this year, chance to make three straight championships in a row. Tell me, Freddie, from your standpoint, from 2014 to where you are going into this year, where do you think you have improved the most as a driver, and where do you still feel you have areas that you want to improve on to make yourself only that much better on a weekly basis?
Basically, we race really well around cars and can race really well no matter who's there typically. Just better doing the whole night, really. Timing good and just be better and letting things go when I should and not carrying some bad mojo into the next week or something. Basically, just being mentally strong, I think. As a racer, though, I think be more focused on running speed versus being more technical. And when the track gets slick, worry about hitting moisture. It's almost like the racing's changed a little bit. You got to be worried about just carrying better, more speed and momentum now than even when I started. So that's the main thing to work on as a driver, I think.
Freddie, a lot of people who see you in the pits, you're very much a hands-on individual as a driver, but you also have a very talented driver who's made his name at Reading and other racetracks in the stock car era in Bobby Braxton. What does it mean to you as a third-generation driver who has a guy like Bobby Braxton helping you out?
It means a lot. There's a lot of good guys that have been really close to us as friends and really family, I guess, but he's a good friend of mine and my whole family, and he's been helping for a while. And he's, you know, I go up to Rich's quite a bit, and he'll come ride with me or meet me up there on a Saturday. Or he don't really miss a race. He's about as passionate as it gets. So he's a good friend, and it's nice to have people like that around. And I was thinking about the other day, like, just for what my parents sacrificed for me and my brother to race and different things we do, it's a lot. And pretty lucky, really. Like, I don't know what I'd be doing if it wasn't for all the stuff they do and friends like we have too.
Absolutely. And I will date myself because I remember Glenn Fitzcharles running the Rio Brothers famed R10 modified at Flemington in the 70s. I will date myself. So yeah, a very, very historical name and historical race car in the Raymer family. We're talking with Freddie Raymer, who is the back-to-back track champion at Lincoln Speedway. And again, if you have not heard, they have postponed Saturday's icebreaker until Sunday, the 27th, that taking place at 3 o'clock. I want to ask you about your brother Brandon, because last year he was only 60 points behind Tyler Ross for fourth in the track championship point standings. What do you think about your brother and how much he has improved over the years as the two of you have been racing almost together since 2014?
He typically runs Saturday nights all the time, but he does a good job. I mean, he finished fourth, I guess, there last year, but he was leading the points last year and the year before at different parts of the year. And even later in the season, just had some bad luck and some bad results a week or two, and that ended him further back. But he does a good job, and he does his business too, and he does a really good job at that. So he's got a lot going on too. But we've raced together since we ran them speedsters at 14. So it's pretty cool to get to race against my brother. It's kind of tricky, but we have a good time.
Yeah, he definitely, Chop Designs is his company, and he has some phenomenal graphics that are out there. And I know Mom's very proud of the both of you and your sister, Chessie, as well, but she always puts up all the pictures of what Brandon is doing.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Number one cheerleader is Mom, that's for sure. Freddie, we got to let you go because we know you're on a tight schedule for your real business, but one last question. Other than the tracks in and around Central PA and some of the major events, any touring options or big events, maybe Eldora, the World Finals, Knoxville, anything like that on tap this year, either for the 51 or the 8 car?
Yeah, I think there's some in the 51 car. We might go to Charlotte and see how we're going and how our motors are running and how we're timing and stuff running. Like maybe go to Knoxville and start running there every year. And then there's some midweek races during the summer that I like to go to Lernerville and a couple races like Sharon or something, depending on how things are going and how we're prepared. So we're going to do a little bit of traveling because we don't have to race our car every week. So I'm looking forward to that too.
And will that most of that traveling be in the 51 and not the 8 car then? Do I understand you correctly? Or both?
As of now, probably the 51, just because of just till we get things, you know, more established with Rich's car, but play it by ear and maybe we'll be with Rich's. So we're pretty flexible.
Freddie, thanks so much for taking time out of your lunch break to join us here on the Sprint Car Show. We wish you, Rich, your dad, Mom, and everybody and your brother the best of luck. Have a safe season, and we look forward to seeing you out at the racetracks here in 2022.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. Have a good one. I'll see you soon.
Okay, Freddie Raymer joining us here on the Sprint Car Show. We will take a break, be back with more of our show in just a moment.
With more than 30 years' experience in the industry, Kinzer Air Filters have earned the trust of racers from local tracks to the national scene. Kinzer Air Filters offers a 360 dome positive charged air filter, the cleanest air filter on the market. Easy to use, can be cleaned with soap and water. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. Trust, support, and pride. Three words that will sum up your experience with Kinzer Air Filters. Roger Kinzer believes in his clients and thanks everyone for their continued support. To learn more, call Roger at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Keep watching for the newly redesigned Kinzer Air Filter website. Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show. Again, thanks to Freddie Raymer for joining us here on our podcast. And just a quick little note, Freddie's dad, Fast Freddie Raymer, scored his first win at the Lincoln Speedway in 1994. His last win came in 2013. Of course, he is the track's all-time winningest sprint car driver. Speaking of sprint cars, Sunday's race is the first 410 points race of the year. And on March the 19th, the 358s will open up. We'll have Steve Owings on our show here in the next few weeks. Both the 410s and the 358s points battle ends on October the 15th. The Speedway has 31 dates slated for this season. Among them, the Steve Smith Tribute Race coming up on June the 4th. The ARDC Midgets will be part of that tribute race, and they'll have two dates, the 4th of June and August the 20th. Also on the Steve Smith Tribute Race, the USAC East Coast Sprint Cars will be there. The Super Sportsmen will have their tour dates on May 7th and July the 16th. Also at the track this year, the World of Outlaws will invade on May 11th. The All-Stars have two dates, August the 27th and September 17th. And the Pennsylvania Speed Weeks will stop twice with the Kevin Gobrecht Memorial on June 25th. And the other Speed Week date will be June the 27th. So a lot of action happening in the 70th season of racing at Lincoln Speedway. And as more tracks open, we'll have more podcasts talking with those champions from last year and hearing from more people as we continue on and get ready for the season opener for the 410 Sprint Cars here on Sunday at Lincoln Speedway. Well, that's all the time we have for this podcast. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the sprint car racing. And as always, our podcast is brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. Hope you'll join us again next week for more interviews here on the Sprint Car Show. Thank you for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.